Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to this podcast on the National Federation of the Blind Newsline program. My name is Lisa Hellman, Youth Services Librarian for Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. Joining me today is Scott White, the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs with the National Federation of the Blind. Scott, before we go into what NFB Newsline is, tell us a bit about yourself and how you started working with NFB and the program.
Well, I've been with the National Federation of the Blind since 2006, July of that year. And I started at one of our national conventions, actually in Dallas, Texas, that year. So about probably 2003 and so forth, I originally got interested and became aware of NFB Newsline, signed up for that, and of course at that time I was living in my home state of Virginia, and then I came for a leadership seminar at the National Federation of the Blind, and was talking to our president at that time, Dr. Maurer, and expressed my interest in NFB Newsline and how I thought it was just a wonderful, amazing service. And told him that I would be interested in, you know, working with it if that opportunity ever presented itself. So a couple years went by, and then I received a call and said, "Would you like to come in for an interview?" So, and the rest is pretty much history.
All right. For those who may not know, what is NFB Newsline?
I describe NFB Newsline as an audio and braille information source. So there's a number of ways that I can get this information audibly, and also for braille readers and for persons that are deafblind, they can get the information in braille. We have a number of different access methods that you can use. You can use anything from a standard touch tone telephone to like using your computer with a secure website to portable download players like the Victor Reader, the National Library Service Digital Talking Book Player, iPhone, and also the Amazon family of devices.
What are some examples of the variety of resources available through NFB Newsline?
Well, let's go ahead and start off with the publications first. So we break things down into like publication groups. One of the major categories that we have is breaking news. Now, in total, all the publications that we have on NFB Newsline are over 500, and it is a free service, so it would not cost an individual to subscribe to NFB Newsline or to use it. So our breaking news category, we call it Breaking News Online. And within this category, what we do, there's about 44 publications in this category. And we go out to very popular websites once an hour. We collect all the new articles and put them on NFB Newsline. The type of publications that you would find would be like from ABC News, NBC News, CNN, Fox News, NPR. You're also going to find things like Apple Insider, Android Central, ESPN Online, and that's just to highlight a few. All the publications that I'm discussing, you can find more information about them as well as a complete list on nfbnewsline.org. We have a category of national publications, and that has probably about 13 or 14 publications. In that category, you're going to find things like a New York Times, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, etc. We also have some international publications from different parts of the globe. You would find publications from the UK, from the United Kingdom, from Canada, New Zealand. We also have one from Israel. It's just varied parts around the globe. What we do is subscribers have called in over the years and said, "I like information from that part of the world." And that sort of dictates where we go with trying to get those particular publications. And we add from that to time to time. One of the major big categories that we have is magazines. And currently we have just slightly over 90 publications in that category. This could be anything from like an AARP magazine to stuff on technology and science. The technology ones you would find like PC World, Macworld, for example. You could find popular culture like Rolling Stone. It's just a wide variety of publications that are in that group. Now, as far as other features that we have on NFB Newsline, we have the retail ads. Now, these retail ads are going to be from Target and Walmart, and those are featured year-round. So this would be similar to the circular that you would get in the Sunday newspaper if you were getting that on your doorstep on Sunday. So come 12 o'clock, and on Sunday we get transmitted all the ads for that week that they have. Now, if they provide an updated ad during the week, we get that because we work directly with them and the information comes from the server. So if an ad were to be updated midweek, we would get that as well, any corrections that they would make. And when you go into the retail ads, you have to do it one-time setup of like putting in your zip code. So we have to know where you are, because the ad that, for example, that's in Missouri may be different than the ad for me that's in Maryland slightly. So you put in your zip code and that way we can narrow it down to you. So that was the retail ads for Target and Walmart. Another feature that we have is we're going to have TV listings. The TV listings are very interactive. You would do another, again, you would do a one-time setup with your zip code, with your cable TV antenna, your just your television provider, and then you tell us what time zone you're in. Now, based on that information, we can look it up in the database and exactly tell you what's coming on your particular channel at a particular time. For example, if I were to go in and look up HBO, it would tell me channel 400 for me. And if I dial in channel 400 on my remote, it's going to go directly to that. Now, what you would find in the TV listing is going to be, of course, the name of the program, the time that it's on. You're going to find the duration of the program. A lot of them are going to have a synopsis to the program. Sometimes it could be one or two sentences. Other times it'll be rather verbose and could be a couple paragraphs. Whatever the provider has put there is the information that we're conveying. Also, for blind parents, it has the rating of the program. They find that very useful information when deciding what their family should watch. Also, one other component that we have there is an awful lot of people enjoy the audio description that are on TV programs. So we tell folks if the program is audio described. That's TV listings. Another component that we have is job listings. Now, the job listings are going to have jobs basically featured from Career Builder and also USA Jobs for the federal jobs. In this, you would go ahead and do, again, the one-time setup, tell us your zip code, then it goes through and asks you what type of category of work are you looking for. I think there's about 55 or 60 currently available. And you would say, you know, that you were interested maybe in working for the government, if you're interested in business management, whatever the case may be, information technology. You put that in, then it's going to ask you several other questions like what salary range you're looking for, what is your education level, etc. Common things that you would find if you were doing this type of search on the internet. Then it's going to present you with the actual jobs that are listed based on the criteria that you just put in. Now, these criteria, the job listing is going to have all the information that the provider has put in there. Again, some of them are very verbose and have a lot of information. Some of them are a little bit, you know, not as quite as verbose and maybe just have a couple of sentences. But it is going to provide you all the information that we're given there. Now, if you have access to email and you get the job email to you, then it's going to have what you call, and we call an apply to link in it. So an individual could go ahead and click on that apply to link, and then it would directly take them to the web form to fill out for the job to apply for that.
For those who may not realize, Missouri actually has 8 local newspapers, including the Columbia Daily Tribune, the Jefferson City News Tribune, Kansas City Star, St. Joseph News Press, St. Louis American, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Southeast Missourian, and the Springfield News Leader, all available on NFB Newsline. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Missouri ones that are available as well in this podcast.
Okay, let me first go ahead and add one point to what you're speaking about there with the Missouri newspapers. Now, while that is true, you have access to all of those Missouri newspapers. Say, for example, that you may be listening to the nightly news, and you say, oh, okay, well, whatever's going on in another state, let's say for California, they didn't really give me a lot of information about that. So I'm going to go ahead and you can listen to any of the newspapers on the NFB Newsline. So I'm based here in Baltimore, Maryland. So if I wanted, there was an event going on in Missouri and I wanted to learn more about that, I could go to any of those papers. You have access to any of the state papers, any of the over 500 publications that we have on the service.
On to our next question, and I think we'll definitely have time for at least one demo as well. What is the latest update regarding NFB Newsline?
Now, in late 2018, we went ahead and brought out the skill for the Amazon family of devices. So right now, what you can do is you can ask your Alexa device to go ahead and read you any of the publications that we've mentioned, just by simply using your voice.
And could you give us a little demonstration on how people with those devices would access NFB Newsline?
Okay, so it does require a one-time setup, and I've done that already here on my device. So in a moment, I'm going to give the command to go ahead and activate the skill. And once I do that, if you haven't signed in, it's going to tell you that it does not recognize this device, and then it's going to give you instructions on how to actually log in. Now, I get many questions from folks that say, "Well, I have three or four, devices in my home. Do I have to set it up on each one?" And the answer is yes. It's not based on the account. It's based on actually the device. So you do have to log in from every device. The great thing is once you do it once, that is it. You just do it once. Okay, so to go ahead and get it started, what you would do is say, "Alexa, open National Federation."
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Scott White. What would you like to do?
Read the New York Times.
Reading in New York Times dated December 16, 2020. In the Business Financial Desk section of the New York Times. There are 17 articles in this section. Article 1. A New Force in Philanthropy Gives Billion. By Nicholas Kulish.
Okay, now to go ahead and get it to read, start reading. It's that simple. Just go ahead and ask for the publication that you're looking for. There are several techniques that you can use to go ahead and skip around the publication. Like, let's say this particular article that I'm not interested in. Now, when it starts off reading, what it's going to do is it's going to read the first section and the first article. If I just let it continue and I don't give it any commands, it's going to continue on with the second article, third, etc. But if let's say this particular article I wasn't interested in and wanted to skip to the next article, so what I would do,
One of the world's
Alexa,
leading f
next.
Article 2. Condition puts global titles in hands of Winterer by Edmund Lee. The veteran.
Okay, so in all the access methods that we have for NFB Newsline, we've designed the entire system so you can go ahead and quickly access the information that you're looking for, and you really don't have to listen to any material that you're not interested in. So I just went from article to article there by just saying next. Now, if I want to go ahead and switch to the next section, I would go ahead and issue this command.
And the company's global content advisor
Alexa,
since 20.
ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the classified section of the New York Times.
Alexa, ask National Federation
In this
to go.
section, article
Alexa,
how to.
ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the dining in, dining out slash style desk section of the New York Times. There are 14 articles in this section.
Okay, so that's how I can jump around from section to section. There is also ways that I can go ahead and get articles sent to me via email. I can go ahead and ask it to email me these articles. I can ask it to email me this section, and I can also ask it to email me the entire publication if I wish to. So those are a few commands that you can use with the Amazon family of devices. There is a complete command sheet that we can go ahead and send you, and you would want to go ahead and send us an email. My email address is swhite@nfb.org. That's swhite@nfb.org. Our customer service phone line, which is open from 8 to 5 during the week, that's Eastern Time. And the number for that is 866-504-7300. 866-504-7300. There also, if you use the internet and use YouTube, I have a full, 2-hour training on the Amazon device and how to use that. So you would go to YouTube and then you would just search for National Federation of the Blind, and that is one of the videos that will be pulled up for you. It's the training on the Alexa devices.
Now, Scott, what if I find a news article that is very current and I have a social media account? Is there a way to share that breaking news right at my fingertips?
In one of our access methods, yes, you can do that. So for persons that are using our NFB Newsline Mobile 3.0 app that we recently came out in late September of 2020, you can go ahead and do that. Now, it's important to note that if you're reading something like a Wall Street Journal or New York Times, one of the publications, we do not have authorization for you to go ahead and share that with social media. Any of the publications that are in the breaking news category, however, you can do this. So on the app, if you go and actually look at one of the articles in the breaking news section, then you're going to see the links down at the bottom of that article that allow you to share it to Facebook, Twitter. You can also send that type of email directly to a friend, or you can email it to yourself.
Are there any other updates to mention that happened back in September of this year, 2020?
No, not really. That was the big project that we were working on to get out the new version of the app. So in the app, we've been able to incorporate a number of new things. I think it's just a more streamlined approach, which makes it a little bit easier to find content. One of the major components that we added to it is something called Canopy Reader Basic. Now, Canopy Reader Basic, you may be familiar with the Canopy Reader application that you can get for your iPhone or Android. So what this does is this is just basic part of Canopy Reader. If you still need the part of Canopy Reader with some of the advanced saving options, or if you need it to read other languages to you, then that's a purchase from the App Store for the Canopy Reader. This Canopy Reader Basic is basically designed where you could go ahead and take a picture of some printed material and then have it read back aloud to you. For example, I know that a number of people that may have, you know, two boxes in the freezer and they feel both the same. So rather than trying to open it and figure out what it is, you just go ahead and take a snapshot of it and it will read the text that's on the box. Other individuals I know, when they really want to just take a quick and fast scan of the email, not the email, their mail that they get at the mailbox, then they will go ahead and take a picture of that. So those are some of the purposes for Canopy Reader Basic that really works extremely well for that. I've even used it when, you know, everybody that uses screen reading technology is going to have problems occasionally with it not speaking. So what I've been able to do is take a picture of my computer screen, and it's been able to give me any error messages that are on the screen there. I've even tried it on television to read some of the material that's on there. Like I can recall, you know, recently watching a football game and just taking a snapshot of what the screen, and it told me what the score was. So it's a variety of different uses that you can use that for. Another thing that we have in the NFB Newsline Mobile is we introduced something called MyQ. MyQ is the ability to, as you're reading any of the publications, could be the articles, the sections, the entire publication, even your scans that you've done from Canopy Reader Basic, if you want to save it, you can save those to what we call MyQ, and then you can go ahead and review those later. If you save one of our publications in MyQ, then that doesn't get deleted. The only way that those particular documents get deleted is when you go ahead and delete them yourself. Of course, through NFB Newsline, you know, we're going to have today's version of the publication, yesterday's, and also the past edition of the Sunday newspaper if one was published.
Scott, would you have any other things to add that we may not have touched on, or maybe general questions that you get a lot of?
Well, there are different questions that we get based on the different access modes. But I think really the important thing is if you're currently using NFB Newsline, I would encourage you to go ahead and explore some of the things that we talked about today to use those. If you're not a current subscriber to NFB Newsline, as I mentioned, it will cost you nothing. I'd go ahead and give it a try. I encourage people to go ahead and give it a try for 10 days. If you cannot find something on the service that is not of interest to you, then I'd really want to know about it. And I'm serious about that, because what we try to do is cater to the content that our subscribers are looking for. And we've done a variety of different things that are on there. As I was mentioning earlier, anything from science, technology, in the magazine category to popular culture information. It's just a wide variety. So I would encourage everybody to go ahead and give it a try for 10 days, and then let me know if you can find something that's of interest to you.
And of course, any Wolfner Library patron, feel free to give us a call and we can easily get you set up with NFB Newsline just by calling us at 573-751-8720. Now, Scott, are there any misconceptions that you have found about what people think NFB Newsline is?
Not really. I think that probably the things that people don't know about NFB Newsline a lot are going to be the vast amount of content that we have. I think a lot of people think, well, they're very familiar that we're going to have local state newspapers on there, but it's expand it to serving such a wide variety of content. And you can really go ahead and stay connected with your community and the world around you. And it's really designed to be able to get the information that you're looking for quickly. If a person needs assistance with it, of course they can call the library there. But we also have the customer service number. And if you call our customer service number and you say, well, I'm trying to do this feature and I can't quite get this down, then we will actually walk you through that. Now, if it happens to be someone that's using a touch-tone telephone, we will go ahead and actually do a three-way call. I think other things are people that I hear a lot is, well, okay, the newspaper, I think as blind individuals, we're not always aware of all the content that is in the newspaper because I'll hear from people, well, I'm not really interested in my, state newspapers because it's just a lot of bad news going on these days and I'm not interested in that. Okay, well, the system is designed so if you want to read that, you can find it. If you don't want to read that, you don't have to listen to it. So you can really go ahead and isolate the information that you're looking for. But what I was speaking about earlier with as blind people and with newspapers, about the time that I really was starting to get interested in news and things like that, probably when I was in middle school and high school, is about the time that my vision really started to decrease. So I really couldn't take advantage of that. So prior to listening to NFB Newsline, I was not aware of all the sections and all the different things that are in the newspaper. Sure, you think the newspaper going to have news, but it has an awful lot of material about the different what's going on in your community. If you're interested, if you're looking for a job, you would be interested in the business section because oftentimes they will tell you about a lot of new businesses coming to the area. So you can think, oh, well, this is going to possibly give me an opportunity to find a job. There's so much content in there. Anything from, if you like movies, anything for theater, anything with dining. As you heard, the New York Times, for folks in that area, it talks about the dining in a lot of the newspapers. There's just so much variety of content. Myself personally, what I do is I really like the technology sections from the different newspapers around the country. So I've isolated some of those, and I know where to go for that particular information there. So there's just so many types of information that's in the newspaper on a daily basis.
Thank you so much, Scott, for talking with us about the NFB Newsline. Also, thank you to all of our listeners. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you are interested in Wolfner Library providing other podcasts like this, you can contact us at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or call us at 573-751-8720. Scott, if people would like to learn more about NFB Newsline, I know you mentioned the phone number and email before, but would you mind providing that information again or and maybe some other information you might have to get them to learn more about the program?
Yeah, sure. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on the podcast today. So, contact information. My email address is swhite@nfb.org, swhite@nfb.org. Our customer service number again is 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. 504-7300. Now, when you sign up for NFB Newsline, we also have a series of instructions that we can send you as well. For the different access methods, we have something called a how-to booklet. Now, these materials you can get in large print, you can get in Braille, and also you can get them in an audio format as well. The Amazon device with Amazon Alexa that I demonstrated a little while ago, we have that command sheet that we can send you, as well as you can go ahead and to learn more about NFB Newsline and some all the publications that we have on the service, you can visit nfbnewsline.org.
Thank you again to Scott and our listeners. Have a great day or night.